From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. Syrian refugees massing at the Turkish border lack basic necessities such as clean water and food, yet thousands arrive every day. Turkey is adamant that it must get support from other nations before admitting more refugees. Zlatica Hoge reports.
Turkey has already accepted an estimated 2 million Syrians, and Ankara wants to share the cost of keeping them. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan Thursday lashed out angrily at international calls to open the border to the latest wave of refugees.
Instead of making a call to us, the United Nations, together with all its institutions, should make a bigger effort to stop the humanitarian plight and ethnic cleansing in Syria. Since the beginning of the crisis, we have been telling the international community how to tackle the refugee problem efficiently. This problem cannot be overcome without a secure, no-fly zone over the Syrian territory.
U.S., EU, and Russian foreign ministers meeting in Germany Thursday negotiated a ceasefire agreement they said will ensure improved access to humanitarian aid for the besieged communities. Larissa Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov is to meet with the head of NATO Friday in Munich, this after the Western Military Alliance and the United States announced plans for the biggest military buildup in Europe since the Cold War. Suspected Islamic militants attacked a UN peacekeeper's base in northern Mali on Friday, killing at least two people and wounding several others. The attack came just a week after UN peacekeepers and Malian forces retook a police base in Timbuktu that was briefly seized by unknown assailants. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack. This is VOA.